First Bez Hashem, tonight we're going to learn Simin Shin Lamed Gimel Si'ifim Beis and Gimel, the very end of Simin Shin Lamed Gimel is page Kuf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. So again, we're talking about when you're saving things from a fire on Shabbos, not saving things from a fire, we're talking about when you're clearing out a warehouse on Shabbos so that you could use it for Dvar Mitzvah. So says the Shulchan Aruch and Si'if Beis, Kishe Mefane Ilu Arba Ochamech Kupos Lo Yichalkin Bekupos Ketanos Lo Lichem Bar Beipam Kedei Lo Hakel Amasui, when you're clearing out the four or five boxes that you're allowed to clear out for the sake of a mitzvah, you should not break them down into smaller boxes to make it a lighter burden to carry, because then you're going to have to make more trips to carry out all of the stuff, and that's going to be a bigger to-do. It's going to be a whole asek, and we don't want that to happen on Shabbos, that it should be like a day's event of trying to do manual labor. Sif Gimel, Elu Arba Chamish Kubo Shemefana, when we say that you clear out four or five boxes, that's the amount of boxes that you're allowed to clear out for one guest who shows up. But the imbo'ulo harbe, if many guests show up, you could remove four or five boxes for each and every guest, meaning that's the amount per guest. However, one person cannot be removing all of those boxes. So if you have, let's say, five guests that show up, so you're moving 20 to 25 boxes, so you can't be the one to remove 20 to 25 boxes. Dika tircha yisera, that's an excessive amount of tircha. Ela kol echad yifana latzmo. So rather you tell each guest, grab a few boxes and help me clear it out, and each one will clear space for himself. O acher yifana ba'do, or you get all your family members to get involved to clear out for the guests, so that different people, four or five different people, are clearing out for four or five different guests. Says Rama, chavio shel yayin shuhuvu al agala, asu loridan b'shabbos. If barrels of wine come on a wagon, you're not allowed to unload them from the wagon on Shabbos. Unless it's for the sake of the covet of the guests, or for the sake of a mitzvah, because that is the same thing as clearing out a storage facility where it's a problem of tircha. Says the Mishabura Sifkatin Yud, Shuhuvu Afilum Be'er of Shabbos. So we're talking about this going on the Ramah, that if you have barrels of wine that are brought even on Erev Shabbos, because if they only came on Shabbos, then you anyway have a problem of Tchum Shabbos. And your intention was to drink from them, your intention already before Shabbos was to be able to drink from them, afilu hachi, still asula ridon mishum of the meaning you have no muktzah issue. Came from inside the tchum, it was here before Shabbos, you had das to use it, so it's not muktzah. Still, just the schlepping it off of the back of the wagon is asur, because that's uvda d'chol, that's tirchi yisera. El yimshuk sham mimenu kshu omid al agala. You want some wine? Take some wine, cup by cup, from the back of the wagon. V'yemiyev sharbinyan acher, v'u tzarech lishtos mimenu, but if there's no other way other than unloading the wagon and you need it to drink from, shari leparkon. Then you're allowed to take them off the wagon to b'nei kvod Shabbos, hu b'chal dvar mitzvah, because for the sake of kvod Shabbos, that's considered a real dvar mitzvah. L'kvod orchim, v'afilu achim u'yosir mitesvav si'in aser. Even for the sake of a guest, if it's more than 15 sa'a, it's aser, k'mosh kasu b'sif aleph v'nin otzar, because it has the same din as an otzar. And we said in sif aleph that when it comes to an otzar, if it's more than a certain amount, then you're not allowed to clear out an otzar either. So even if it's for a guest, tesvav si'in, and how much is tesvav si'in? Imachavis ama al ama brum ama v'gimel atzvaos. How much is 15 sa'a of liquid? If you have a box that is one ama by one ama, a square, and it's an ama and three atzvaos tall, that's what would be 15 si'in. The way that we come to that measurement probably is because we know the Gemara says that a mikveh is 40 sa'a, and a mikveh is one ama by one ama by three amos tall. So 40 sa'a is one amma by one amma by three amma's tall. I guess the math works out that one amma by one amma by one amma and three etzba'os tall is 15 sa'a. V'imu makum pseida, and if it's a case of loss, in mutter b'zeh amir leinu Yehudi, whether you're allowed to ask a nachri to unload the wagon, ayin b'sim shin zayin sefei b'sim shin lamadalid, you have to look in other places where the Shulchan Aruch writes in sim shin zayin that you're allowed to ask a nachri to violate nisid rabbanon when there's either mikta tzascholi, or a major need, or a mitzvah. And then he quotes a yesh osrim. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that only a hefsed gadol is considered a tzorech harbe, is considered a major need. But without a hefsed gadol, we would not consider that a major enough need to ask an eni Yehudi to do an issur drabban. V'im eni Yehudi me'atzmo parkim b'shabbos, ein tzorech limchos b'yado. But if the nachri himself decides to unload the wine from the back of the wagon on Shabbos, you don't have to stop him from doing that. You know, you don't have to tell him not to. That's perfectly fine. The Shulchan Aruch said in Siman Shin Zayin that if you call him without telling him what you're calling him for, that's mutter, even though he knows that he's saving your stuff. It's mutter as long as you didn't tell him to do so. Let's do Sif Aleph now, and then the next year we'll do Sif and Beis and Gimel. So Siman Shin Lamed Dalet Sif Aleph. Dinei Dleika B'Shabbos. When a fire breaks out on Shabbos, Rachmana Litzlan, Nafla Dleika B'Shabbos. If fire breaks out on Shabbos, Imu B'Layla Kodem Asu'uda, Kodem Su'uda. If it's Friday night and you haven't yet had your Su'uda, Yachla Hatzil K'dei Mazon Shalosh Su'udos. You're allowed to save three Su'udos worth of food. Haroi La'adam La'adam V'Haroi L'Behema L'Behema. Whatever a person needs for a person, whatever an animal needs for an animal. B'Shachris Mazon Shtei Su'udos. And Shachris, you could save two Su'udos worth. It looks like I am my computer conked out over here. So let's try to reconnect. Sorry, everybody. Let's see if this is better. Okay, sorry everybody, my computer conked out over there. We're back. So let's start from the beginning of Siman Shin Lamed Dalet, Si'if Aleph. Nafla Dleika B'Shabbos, if a fire broke out on Shabbos, Imu B'Layla, if it's at nighttime, Kodem Su'udah, before the nighttime meal, Yachal Hatzil K'dei Mizon Shalosh Su'udos, you're allowed to save three meals worth of food from the fire. Haroi La'adam La'adam, V'Haroi L'Behema L'Behema, whatever food a person needs and whatever food an animal needs. U'B'Shachris Mizon Shtei Su'udos, and if you already had your Friday night meal and now it's Shabbos morning, you're only allowed to save two meals worth, because that's what you need for Shabbos. Ube mincha, and if it's Shabbos afternoon, mizon sudachas, you're only allowed to save one meal worth. V'dafka b'nei abayi shadleika bo, lo yatzil yosur mishum di'ikal lemecha, shemitoch shatrudim ba'atzala, yishkechu ha-Shabbos v'yichabu. It's only those who live in the house where the fire is that we tell them they're not allowed to save more, because they may be so for tumult that they're gonna put out the fire. Aval batim akrovim b'yireim shetag. But if you live in a nearby house and you're not the house that has the fire, then you could save whatever you want, even though when you're trying to save it because of a concern that the fire might extend and might spread to your house, but it's not yet there, then you don't have these limitations. That if you bring it out from your bias into your own chatzar, we're going to see you could save as much as you want. You don't have to only take a small amount of food. In the Bir Halacha, he quotes a Prima Gadim that it could be that the Balabayis is allowed to save three meals worth for each of the Bnei Habayis. And then he writes in the Bir Halacha, Haroi L'Behema L'Behema, the reason you're allowed to save food for a Behema is because you're not allowed to eat before you feed your animals. So you need to save food for your animals in order for you to be able to even use the food that you're saving. The Bir Halacha also writes, when we say B'Shachris, you're allowed to save Mizon Shtei Su'udos, you could save Lechem Mishnah for each of those Su'udos. Sif Katan Beizu, B'Shachris Mizon, Habachos of Dimu Lacher Chatzos, Afilu Madain Lo Achal, Ein Matzil Ki Mizon Suda Achas, Primogadim Fakbek Bazeh. Is Machlokas Bach in the Primogadim, what if it's already Shabbos afternoon, but you didn't yet have the first, the Shabbos morning meal, meaning the davening went forever, and or whatever, you daven at a Chabad that starts at 10 o'clock or something, and you did it, so by the time you get home, it's well way after Chatzos, so you didn't even have the morning meal. So now what? Can you save two meals because you still need to have two more meals on Shabbos? Or do we say, no, you missed the second meal. You only have one more meal left on Shabbos, so you can only save one meal. That's Machlokas Bach and Prima Gadim. So it's a big chiddush to say that you're not chayiv to have two more meals just because you missed the morning slot, right? Pashtos is you should have to have two meals at that point. But that's apparently the sheet of the Bach, is that every meal needs to be selected slotted, and once you're out of that slot, you can't be mekayim that su'uda. Sivkat and gimel shadleikabo, the house where the fire is, rotzlomer valkein vadebol. So such a person is for sure fatumult v'sharis le'yasi l'chvi. So if you let him save more, he's going to come to extinguish the fire. Over here, we say you cannot save more because you might come to extinguish the fire. But it's interesting because gabe meis matirin latzilo k'deish shalo yichabe. By a mace, we allow you to remove him from the house so that you don't come to extinguish. So which is it? Is it that the concern that you will extinguish the fire is a reason to say, don't let the guy save anything? Or is the reason that you might come to extinguish the fire a reason to say, do let the guy save things? So Kasva tells us answers to b'meis adam bahul alav tfei. It depends on the level of bahala. When it comes to a mace, you're very bahul. So we have to allow it, because then you might be mazed put out the fire. But over here, where it's just about saving food, where you're not going to be so bothered by it, and even if we tell you that you're not allowed to save anything, you're not going to go and be mechal Shabbos, you're not going to put out a fire be mazed. But if we do allow you to save whatever you want, the chashash is not that you're going to put it out be mazed. We're afraid you might forget and extinguish the fire. So that's the difference. When the concern is that you're going to put it out b'mezid, we say we better let you do it, otherwise you're just going to put out the fire b'mezid. When the concern is that you might forget and put it out b'shogig, we say we better limit what we allow you to do, because if we allow you to be involved in this for too long, you might forget and put it out b'shogig. Sifkat and dalid hakrovim sheinabulim kolkach, people of nearby houses that are not so bothered. Ayin b'sefer neza yisrael shevi b'shem shulchan atzi shitim shkasav dilafim hashem vor lekamad m'sif chavav ba'aga tibizman azesh on nishri and beinayim yudim. You know, we're going to say soon that nowadays we live in among non-Jews, and everything is a sakonis nefashos, and if we allow fires to rage, and we say, oh, yeah, it's just a loss of money, just a loss of a few houses, so that then it'll be a pogrom against the Jewish people, that we don't call a fire department, we don't try to put out a fire, we don't try to save the neighborhood. So all of this is motor. Every fire is considered pikuach nefesh nowadays, especially also nowadays in mamish is pikuach nefesh, because we have like gas lines and things like that, things that cause explosions. It's not just, you know, that a fire spreads. And therefore, you're allowed to save as much as you want where the fire is, because what are we worried about? That you're going to put out the fire? You're allowed to put out the fire. The same is true for muktzah stuff. Just like the neighbors are allowed to save whatever they want, because we no longer have to be concerned that you're going to come to put out the fire, because you're allowed to put out the fire. So he says Mishmur Avein Zemurchach, but I'm not so sure that's correct. You're allowed to put out a fire on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to do other malachos in the process of saving stuff from a fire. You might come to violate Hotza'ah. But still, we shouldn't argue with those who are Mekil. Because the Taz sounds like it's mutter when it comes to saving money, as long as you're not violating the Siddaraisa and doing so. After the Nishma Sadim, in fact, we brought out Dvar Vayin Sham, even though Nishma Sadim has some problems with this. The Kosva Chayadim, then the Chayadim also says, V'efshar Dilfi Zeh Gam Acherim Chutz Mi Balabayis V'ishto Ubanav, Me'abayis Shadlik Bo Shehim Bohulim, that other people, other than the Balabayis and his wife and his children, who are in the house where the fire is, other people who are not so invested in this are allowed to save your stuff for you, meaning you're only limited by that number of meals or whatever when the fire's in your house. But if someone else wants to be a friendly person to you and he wants to go and save stuff, let him go save whatever he wants, even money, because it's only in he just cannot carry it for you into a Carmelis. So we learned tonight that first of all, the four or five boxes that you're allowed to clear out of an Otsar has to be in four or five big boxes. You're not allowed to break it down into smaller boxes because it will be more Tircha. We also said it's four or five boxes per guest, but also per person can only carry four or five boxes. And we said not only is there an Isser of being Mefana and Otsar, also when wine comes on a wagon, even if the wine arrived before Shabbos, and even if the wine is not mukta, it's the same gezeira that you can come to be mefana and otzar, that you're not allowed to be mefana and otzar. And then in this first sif in Simon Shin Lamed Daled, we learned that if a fire breaks out on Shabbos, it depends at what point on Shabbos it breaks out. If it breaks out before you had any Shabbos meals, you're allowed to save three Shabbos meals for you and for everybody in your house, and even for animals, because you're not allowed to eat before your animals eat. If it breaks out Shabbos morning, you're allowed to save two Shabbos meals. If it breaks out Shabbos afternoon, you're allowed to save one Shabbos meal. It's a machlokas. If it breaks out Shabbos afternoon and you didn't yet save, and you didn't yet have the morning meal, whether you could save one meal or two meals worth. People who don't live in the house where the fire is are allowed to save as much as they want, and people who want to save your stuff for you are allowed to save as much as they want. And then there's a machlokas whether even you're allowed to save nowadays as much as you want, because nowadays we paskin, you're even allowed to put out the fire, because it's all considered pikuach nefesh. Okay, so right now, Bezrashem, we're going to do the next year on Se'ifim Beis.